Yo, welcome to Beast Podcast. And if you don't know, Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We talk life skills, we talk financial literacy, we talk personal development. All these things are going to help you be a better you. So stay tuned and enjoy the show. Yo, yo, yiggity, yo, yiggity, yo, yiggity, yo. Welcome back to the Beast Podcast. For real, welcome back to the Beast Podcast. Season 2. Season 1, we got 194 episodes in. Let's see if on Season 2 we can top that and provide even more value for you guys. So if you're new to this podcast, Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We're talking life skills. We're talking financial literacy. We're talking personal development, character development. Man, anything. I want to say anything, but all the things that are going to help you become a better version of yourself. So today's episode specifically is about a mindset shift that I feel like a lot of people begin to make. That their lives will begin to change. Becoming a victor instead of a victim. So to keep it simple for you podcasters out there, because that might have sounded the same, victim, victor. So it might be hard to differentiate. So we'll say victim and a player. And I'll explain what it means between the two and how you can transition from being a victim to a player. Before I get started, three things I'm grateful for. The first thing I'm grateful for is waking up this morning. Although I am quite fatigued, had a long day. I'm currently in Cincinnati, Ohio. The date is, what is today's date? The 28th. So we're creeping up on New Year's Eve. Creeping up on the new year, 2021. Getting into 2022. But anyway, I'm grateful for waking up. I'm grateful for my past experiences and my past relationships. Like, you know, this week I've been linking up with, you know, old teammates, you know, people who I grew up with and, you know, who I was able to, like, mold my life with, you know, as we were kind of maturing as young adults, you know, from our teens and early adult years. So I'm grateful for those relationships. And I'm also grateful for my faith and my belief, because my faith, they say if you have faith as small as a mustard seed. I don't know if y'all know what a mustard seed is, but... think about like a sunflower seed, but even smaller. That's what a mustard seed is. Like a sunflower seed without the shell. Like that's how small, like a mustard seed might be like half of that. And if you can have faith just as small as that, that's enough to get you over the hump and get you through whatever tough situation you're in. So like, you know, my faith and my belief in my creator and my God, you know, has allowed me to do some crazy things. And continuously, it's allowing me to do some crazy things where, you know, people stand on the side and applaud for me. But in all actuality, I'm like, yo, how did I get here? I'm not going to lie. It's really surreal, which makes me grateful for every opportunity I get to help change the lives of people through basketball, through podcasts, so on and so forth. Anywho, we're talking about being a victim versus being a player. So let me explain what a victim is. A victim is somebody who blames all their circumstances on things outside of themselves. Like, for example, oh, I would work on my game, you know, but COVID happened, so I stopped playing basketball. Or, yeah, man, like, I got fired from my job, man, but it wasn't my fault, man. Like, the manager was tripping, man. Or even, you know, hey, I'm struggling in school. I'm getting bad grades. Like, it's not my fault, though. The teacher doesn't like me. You know, like, making excuses for the results that we're getting. That's what a victim does. A victim gets results, and then the results that they get, they say that it's not their fault that they got the results. Somebody else got them those results. So they're always, like, saying that it's somebody else's responsibility to make sure that they get the results that they want. That's a victim. Like, think about how crazy that sounds. It's somebody that's blaming somebody else for the results that they're getting in their life. So I'm complaining to you about decisions that I made that put me in a bad situation, but I'm blaming it on other people and releasing myself of responsibility. That's a victim. Because once you complain and place blame and try to point fingers, that's when you no longer have control of the situation. Oh, I got bad grades because of my teacher. So that means it had nothing to do with you studying. It had nothing to do with you missing class. It had nothing to do with you not looking to get a tutor. It had nothing to do with that. It's all on the teacher. You're releasing all responsibility. That's a victim. You lose all control. You lose all power. Like, you're basically saying my life is controlled by the results. My life is controlled by other people. And the results that I'm getting are not results of my own. They're results from other people doing things in my life. That's a victim. A victor is somebody who takes responsibility of the results that they're getting in their life and actively makes changes to change the results that they're getting. So a player, somebody, hey, you know, I got bad grades. You know, yeah, the teacher wasn't teaching me, but at the same time, I didn't study as much as I could have. You know, I didn't go see a tutor. Like, you know what I mean? That's a player. They see that they had responsibility in the position that they're in, and then they actively make changes to change that. You know, another example of this is, you know, because where I got this methodology from was actually from a leadership book, talking about core values, like, you know, in a business. You know, for example, and I see it all the time in basketball, right? Like, you know, basketball practice. Like, hey, like, you know, I know I was supposed to go do this thing. Like, I know for example, when you're running an offense, like, a lot of times when you're running an offense is based on, like, movement for multiple people. Like, you know, one person does one thing, and then as a result, you know, another person does another. But what a lot of people do, you know, what a lot of players do is they'll say, hey, I couldn't do what I needed to do. You know, I know I was supposed to run to the corner, but somebody else went there first, or somebody else did this and this. Like, oh, so you didn't have control over that situation, which you might be true. And that's the thing. That's the fine line. That's that gray area between victim and player. Is there are things that are outside of your control. But there are things that are inside of your control, like that you can control. And that's the difference. A player controls the controllables and releases those things that they can't control and just rolls with the punches, right? Whereas a victim, they don't do everything that they can do to control the outcome of the situation. They don't take responsibility. So what that leaves the victim doing is they put themselves in a position where, like I said, they're not in control of the results that they're getting. Their results are predicated on other people's results. So it's like, we'll call it secondhand success. If you're a victim, you're going to have secondhand success. You're going to have the success of other people is going to in turn be your success. The failures of other people is going to in turn be your failures. Whereas a player, it doesn't matter the results anybody else around them are getting. They're going to do whatever they can in their power to get the results that they want. Big difference. Notice it's a mindset shift. Notice the difference between a player and a victim. Between a player and a victim. It wasn't that a player is smarter. It wasn't that a player is a better person. It wasn't anything like that. It was simply a mindset shift. A player says, hey, this is happening to me. I feel like I can do this to improve my situation. Let me try it. Let's improve the situation. A victim says, I'm in this situation. There's nothing I can do about this situation. It's out of my control. We'll see what happens. So you tell me which one you want to be. You tell me which one is going to yield you the results that you want out of your life. For me, it's been adopting the role of a player. It's been doing everything that I can to change my results. And especially, you know, being transparent, you know, as a business owner and hiring people, right? And having people underneath me. Like, if things go south, you know, if I'm running a clinic or a training and the training doesn't look good, or, you know, our trainers don't know what they're doing, or it's unorganized, like, who does that fall on? It's easy to just blame other people. It's easy to just absolve myself of all responsibilities. But if I look at myself in the mirror, I can be like, oh, snap, like, maybe we dropped the ball on this because I didn't clearly explain what was expected, like what I wanted. Like, oh, maybe we didn't get the results that I wanted because I didn't do this or I didn't. As a player, you can change the outcome. As a victim, you can't. Okay. So, hopefully I enjoyed that. I got to go meet with some financial people right now to kind of school me on game about my finances. But go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. Share with a friend, family member. Subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts. We should be on the YouTubes very soon. But much love, y'all. Peace.
Yo, thank you for listening to the Beast Podcast. We hope that you learned something and are empowered and inspired to be a better version of yourself. Please go ahead and subscribe, like, share it with a friend, a family member, or anybody who can get some value from it. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. All right, y'all. Be great.